The closing of the Women and Children's Hospital location on Bryant Street had a negative ripple effect on many of the nearby retail businesses along Elmwood Avenue. Now, that downward trend may be reversing. That's according to Jim Fink of Business First. During his monthly appearance on WBFO's Press Pass, he discussed his findings and provided some economic perspective on April's Frozen Four at KeyBank Center.
Well, you almost have to separate the Frozen Four into different segments. Within KeyBank Center, obviously there was huge sections of empty seats. That was disappointing. But at the same time, the impact of the Frozen Four, and this is true for a lot of other major sporting events, conventions, etc., the positive impact was really felt out in the community. The hotels, for instance, according to a report we got last week from Smith Travel Research, is that the economic impact just from the hotels and related was about $6.1 million. Just in hotel room revenues alone was $4.7 million out of that $6.1, which was more than what they originally anticipated. If you remember, they were initially, Patrick Kaler, Pete Harvey were saying, well, the impact might be $4.5 million. So now the true numbers are in, and it was $6.1 million.
Jim, if you could, maybe as best you can, I know you, Business First reached out to this group for that study. But can you go into some of the methods that they use to make those actual measurements? Can you explain that a little bit?
It's based on key metrics within the hospitality industry. The obvious one is hotel occupancy rate. For instance, the April 13th, the day of the championship game, the hotels in downtown and a little bit into the suburbs, the occupancy rate was about 83, almost over 83%.
Okay.
A year ago, it was just on April 13, 2018, was about 66%. That's one metric. The other metric is the average daily room rate, which went up for that five-day period between April 9th and 13th. It went up 17% from a year ago. The average daily room rate was $116, almost $117 per room, which for mid-April in Buffalo is a very healthy number.
Right.
A year ago is about $99.
Glad that you brought this to my attention. Since Children's Hospital moved to its new location, of course, that massive complex over between Bryant and Hodge has been vacant. And it meant so much to that neighborhood. You could see the impact along Elmwood Avenue. But you've got some good news about what's happening in that neighborhood.
There are a lot of empty storefronts. We're starting to see them get filled up.
Okay.
And we're seeing some of the development on the children's site beginning to take hold. You have Duff's taking over Casa de Pizza. And last night, they got a recommendation from the Buffalo Planning Board for their special use permit, which has been forwarded to the Common Council, which we'll probably vote on it this afternoon. And the same thing just a little bit further, like a block away, what used to be the Joe's Deli site. There's an upscale startup Italian restaurant, Inzio, also got their special use recommendation from the planning board last night and was forwarded to the council, who, again, will vote on it this afternoon. But, again, you got two very visible storefronts that are getting filled with. One is a legacy restaurant, Duff's, and the other one is a startup restaurant. So that's a sign of confidence. You have Charlie the Butcher that went on Elmwood Avenue a couple months ago. Yes, Children's is empty today. But at the corner of Elmwood and Bryant, sometime this year, probably by midsummer, you're going to see Ellicott Development and Nick Sinatra start working on their five-story mixed-use building. Further up West Utica on his own, Nick Sinatra and Phil Nanula from Essex Homes are starting to work on Atlantic Commons and the old Cadet Cleaners. So you're starting to see signs of life within the Elmwood Crossing footprint, which is the old Children's. Is it going to happen overnight? No. It's something that big, you can't flip a switch. It can't happen 1, 2, 3. It's going to happen incrementally, probably over the next 3.5, 4, or 5 years. But I think 5 years from now, we'll be looking back and you'll see a much different landscape in and around Elmwood Avenue, Bryant Street, West Utica. The ripple effects from that will be felt not only in the Elmwood Village, but elsewhere in Buffalo as well.
Jim Fink of Business First, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.